I'm not Brent. I'm not Steve. They're all tangled up and doing other things. I'm Pete. And would like to invite you to offer up your prayer needs. We're going to start on this side. And would you have a prayer need? Don't see many hands going up. Okay, Mary.
I just want to thank the church and thank the choir members that came out and sang Wednesday night. Wednesday I was feeling pretty low. I had just come from the doctor and had an injection in my right eye.
That's no
and
fun.
I found out that I'm going to have an injection in my left eye the 29th. And with the choir, when I opened the door and that porch was full of all these beautiful singers, it uplifted me so much.
I understand that that caroling was a blessing for many.
I appreciate it.
Very good. Yes.
Oh, I also was blessed by Wednesday night and brightened my cloudy day that I had. And so I'm so thankful for that. But I'm thankful for the church body to lift up my family and continue with healing. It's going to be slow, so I thank you so very much.
I just wanted to give an update on Mark Bloomer, my daughter-in-law's father, missionary in Belize. He is in Dallas in the hospital. They did discover that he has leukemia, so he really needs prayer. And the family does as well. And my son, Brad, is with the kids. And actually, Diana's back there now. The whole family has some kind of sickness going around from one to the next. So they need prayer. And also for the ministry in Belize that's being run by probably two or three people right now. For them to have wisdom and strength. Thanks.
Pray for our military. Some get to come home, but many are away from families at this time. And so pray for them. Also, our first responders, our state police and local police are still doing their job while we're enjoying family together. And we've had time with our family, but continue to pray for those who care for us.
Walter, up here.
I just want prayer for our prodigals and all of us families who are dealing with estrangement from our children.
Pray for my friend Adam. Not sure exactly what's going on with him, but he's going through a hard time.
Got a hand back there.
My name's Debbie, and I just want to thank the Lord for leading me and Miss Mary to this church when he did. And I also am thankful that I've got three of my grandbabies and stuff. And I have a bad infection that's moved up into my kidneys, and I need prayers for that. And I want to thank everybody for everything they've ever done for me and my family, and I am so thankful and so gracious and humble and to all of you and the Lord. To the Lord and to all of you for everything you've done for me.
Any more prayer requests on this side? Okay, let's go over to the right side here, my right. Any prayer requests? Marion?
I'll start with Kathy Gallion, who is an old family friend. Hank grew up next door to their ranch, and we lost Kenneth about 3 months ago, and Kathy is not doing very well at all. But Shannon, her daughter, is just going through this with her husband and Brady, so we just want to lift them up. But I also want to thank all the things that Charla and Chelsea do behind the scenes. I know she's going to be irritated with me about it, but I don't care. I'm not afraid of her. But all the shopping and the doing and the straightening up and the cooking and the kitchen and the greeting and the bulletin and all the things. I'm sure I left out five or six things that they do. But I'm just so grateful for that. And while they were talking about the church and the things that we do, you know, those are things that people see. But just prayers for continued help and for people in 26 to become more active, more doing, and more giving, more serving. So my heart's on that. But I also want to thank Mary Stonecipher and her kind words, because I know I can't sing a lick. So thank you so much. And that was such a blessing. And I also want to thank the Halls publicly for opening up their home. And that's as in Debbie and Lynn. Just the joy that they brought to us as we finished our caroling and went to their home and just were spoiled so much by their generosity and food. So just thank you so much for that. And just the joy of the season, but the prayers for those, like Christina said, for those that are separated, and the message of James that talked about that just briefly. So thank you, and appreciate you, Walter.
Anyone else back there?
I would like, the XO girls would like to thank the girls, women's group for the presents they bought for us. So thank you.
Okay.
Randy Lawrence called this morning and is asking prayers for his brother James, who is not doing real well.
He's been sick for a while.
Yeah, and it's continuing to decline. But also Penny's brother is in Oklahoma City, is in the hospital. She went over to be with him for surgery, and that's been postponed, so she's been there for a week. And just the load they carry already, but would appreciate our prayers for all of them.
Okay, for the Lord's family. Okay. Anyone else? Okay, it's David.
Gracious Father, we come before you humbly, giving you praise, giving you honor, and just thanking you so much for all you do. We thank you for Jesus, for this time of year that we remember his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection, so that he is with us. Thank you for the message from James that reminds us that Jesus is with us every day, and your Spirit is with us, and you are with us. And Lord, we just give you so much praise for who you are and what you do for us. Lord, we praise you for just the ability to give and accept gifts at this time of year, where to meet needs, to serve others, to find the love that's in from you in us. Lord, we praise you for just the ability to actively serve you and serve others. We praise you for the ability to care for our family, our children, and our grandchildren. We praise you for just leading us together here as a congregation, bringing us together to praise you always. We praise you for family. We praise you for just the opportunity to carol and sing your glory, and how that just lifts our hearts and reminds us that you are there. Lord, we just thank you. Father, we also ask that you be with us, be with our family and our friends. Lord, we need you. We need your presence. We need your power. We need your Spirit. We ask that you be with Mary and as she has an upcoming eye injection this month, and just be in that surgery or injection, or Lord, just be with her. May it go well. Lord, we pray for Mark Bloomer, who has leukemia. Lord, just ask for your presence and comfort, and if possible, according to your will, healing. We pray for the family, that you can comfort them and give them just the knowledge that you're there and with them. And of course, Lord, we pray for the Belize Mission. Just be with them, those that are continuing on there, and that your presence and your glory may be felt and your message may be spread throughout the area of who you are and the glory you have for us. Lord, we pray for our military. We pray that you just guide them, that your presence may be known, especially this time of year for those who are not able to be home with family and friends. Lord, may your presence be just felt throughout. May your glory shine upon them. Lord, we pray for our first responders, just asking that you again guide them and help them, and Lord, give them extra strength, especially in this time of year where they're out in the cold and also just having to serve on the, you know, during the holidays and not having to sacrifice for time with their families. Lord, again, we ask for your presence and just fill them with your love. Father, we pray for our estranged children. We pray that your presence may be felt, that the issues that have happened may be forgiven, that just whatever conflicts are between these children and the parents, that they may be totally glossed over by the love, that, and may they know the love of their parents and find the truth in who you are. Father, we pray for Adam, who's having a hard time, and just ask that you be with him and help him in whatever way is needed. We pray for Debbie and her infection, Lord, that you may heal her and just be with her. We just thank you for just being in her life and just all that you do. Father, we pray for Kathy Gallion, who's doing poorly, Lord. Just continue to be with her and also her family, Lord, and her daughter especially, Lord. Just guide them and comfort them. Heal them if possible. Lord, we pray for those who are, for us as a congregation, that your Spirit may just reside in us, and that we may be motivated by the love that you have for us and just serve you faithfully in the upcoming year. We pray for James, who is ill, and again asking for healing. We pray for Penny's brother, who's in the hospital, and ask for healing for him as well. Lord, we also lift up those of our church family that are both here in the States and across the world that are struggling at this time of year with depression and anxiety, and Lord, just may your presence be felt. We especially lift up those who are being persecuted. Lord, just be with them and give them the knowledge that you're there with them and help them to stay strong and courageous. Lord, we especially pray for the families who have lost loved ones this year or who have either to death or to just being kidnapped, as we see in Nigeria. Lord, we just pray for your presence, and if possible, please return them to their families. Lord, we just pray for our world. May your presence, may your truth be felt and known. In your Son's name, amen.